Hello, this is Graham Freer, and I'm sitting in the watchtower overlooking Stokes Bay of the Gosport and Fareham Inshore Rescue Service. And Keith Thomas is the chairman here. It's a fine view you've got from up here, isn't it?
Yes, it is a very good view right across the Solent, out towards Southampton Water and to the entrance of Portsmouth Harbour.
It's placid today, but it's not always like this, is it?
Oh no, the water's very calm today, but even though the Solent is quite sheltered, we do get some very rough weather in here sometimes, especially over the winter months.
Mm. Now, on a day, I arrived a bit early for our appointment, and I stood outside, and it occurred to me that if there was an emergency when you weren't here, what would happen?
Well, Gaffers is available to the Coast Guard 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we operate on pages to the Coast Guard. We're here at the weekends from about 9 o'clock on a Saturday through to about 1800, and then again on a Sunday, 9 o'clock to 1800, and we conduct routine patrols on the water, watching out, for instance, and ready to support the Coast Guard. Outside those hours, if the Coast Guard need us, they'll trigger our pages, and then our launch team and our duty crew will come down and respond to the incident directly.
And how quickly could you be out on the water if there was a problem?
It depends, but we aim to be on the water about 12 to 13 minutes from the pager going off.
And you could be at home?
Our members could be at home or at work. It depends on time of the day, because we do cover right through the night as well. Many of our members work full-time, some locally, some further afield, but they'll stop with the agreement of their employers and get down as quickly as possible and get the boat out on the water.
It's an amazing service. And the extraordinary thing is it's all voluntary.
All our members are unpaid volunteers. Yes, Gaffers is a registered charity, and we rely on support from the public to maintain our charity that way. But all our members are unpaid volunteers.
So describe to me what happens. Your bleepers go off. You get down here, you put the rib, I think it is called, yes?
That's right, yes. It depends on the nature of the incident, because our senior helmsman is informed by the Coast Guard as to what the nature of the incident is, and he will then trigger a secondary page to the crew, advising them to launch the main boat, launch the small boat, have a search team on standby. So as that page goes out, so the appropriate crew will come down, we open the station up, we'll get our tractor out, ready, positioned, pull our boat out, and then push our boat down onto the slipway ready for launch. While that's happening, the crew are getting their dry suits on, their helmets and life jackets, and then they jump on board, and the tractor will take the boat down into the sea, and they'll launch out to the incident.
And from the time of the bleeper going up?
We average, over the year, about 12 minutes.
That's extraordinary. Some training there.
All our crew, yes, they've carefully trained, very experienced, many of them have been with many years now, and they've had a lot of experience of operating the boats. They know the locations in the Solent, the weather conditions in the Solent, the tides and currents and so on, so they are experienced sailors there, and they understand the Solent.
Yes, when I was standing outside, I saw a chart on the wall giving the high tide times.
That's right.
For today, and twice a day, apparently, you've got tides here.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
Is that unusual?
It is, because of the nature of the Solent, with an entrance and exit for water at both ends of the Solent.
Oh, I
so
see.
So it makes it slightly more complicated.
Just a bit, I would have thought. So, typically over the years, what sort of things have you responded to? Anything really dramatic?
Yes, I think so. We average about 110 call-outs a year. We are one of the busiest stations in the country, and we cover a whole range of incidents. We're not simply a breakdown service. We get called to lots of people that have engine failures or foul propellers, or they lose a mast. Simple things like that, which obviously, if the weather conditions change, can become life at risk very quickly. But we also get called to a lot of medical incidents. Sailors will go out, the weather conditions will change, and perhaps less experienced sailors, they'll be thrown about in their boat on a bumpy sea, and they'll suffer head injuries or arm injuries, leg injuries. And we get called out to that sort of broken bones and concussion. We get called out occasionally to cardiac arrests as well. All our crew are trained in first aid, and we also have oxygen and defibrillators available at the station here, so we can respond to medical emergencies. We have a salvage pump with our boat, so if a vessel is taking on water, we can go out and assist them to help pump them out and take them under tow to safety. And we can assist the fire service as well if there are fires on board vessels and support that.
We are talking all purpose here.
We do a whole range of emergencies. Any emergency on the sea, if the Coast Guard need us, they'll call us. Our operating area is from Titchford Haven out to the centre of the Solent, past Hillhead, Lee on the Solent, Gosport, out to the forts off Portsmouth Harbour entrance, and then the whole of Portsmouth Harbour up to Fareham Reach. So any incident in that area, if the Coast Guard need us, they'll page us and we respond to it. There are a ring of stations around the Solent. Gaffers is one of several stations, and the Coast Guard will call the nearest available station appropriate for the task.
You've even had calls out to people getting stuck in the mud.
Occasionally, yes. Mud rescue work is very specialist work which the Coast Guard lead on, but we're often called out to support them, having a lifeboat available to assist where necessary. It depends if it's an individual that's waded into the mud or whether it's a boat stuck on the mud. Slightly different circumstances there, but we do assist with that.
It seems extraordinary to me that someone's life could hang in the balance, as you're a charity. So it depends on if the charity's been successful or not.
Yes, we've been running for 45 years now, which is, I think, good going in these days for any charity. We are a small local charity, but we get very good support from the people of Gosport and Fareham. They're very kind to us. We're quite well known in the area, and I think we're regarded quite highly for the service we give to the public. All our income is from fundraising. We go to various charitable events, and we get donations through collecting tins, collecting buckets. We have a couple of big fundraising events each year for ourselves. Our New Year's Day swim, which we have on the 1st of January each year down here at Stokes Bay.
For hardy souls.
Yes, indeed. The last one we ran attracted 301 swimmers for 33 different charities. So Gaffers was collecting on the day, and other charities brought their swimmers down with sponsorship for them. So it's become a very popular event. We have about a couple of thousand people watch it and enjoying it. But this last year, 1st January 2014, we cancelled the swim for the first time in about 30 years because of the very severe weather conditions. It was blowing force 10 winds with a very heavy sea state, and it was unsafe to put people in the water. So the first time in 30 years we called that off.
Someone else would have had to come to your rescue.
We'd hope not. We could cope, but we were concerned about the swimmers there, so we cancelled that for safety. But our next big fundraising event is our Open Day, which we have each year, and that's on the 20th of July this year, just before the schools break up. We call that our Lifeboat and Blue Light Services Day. Now, Gaffers is a charity, and we're volunteers, but we are a blue light service, an emergency service, and we like to the public to see us working in conjunction with the other services. I mentioned we have medical incidents down here and occasionally fires out at sea. We work with the ambulance service and the fire service on those, and we also work with the police service as well. If we have missing person searches along the shoreline, we support the police with those. So we are a blue light service, and on the 20th of July we invite the other blue light services to join us. So we have fire engines, ambulances, police cars down here, the Coast Guard. Last year we had bomb disposal teams down here as well. All their equipment on display for the children and the public to look at. Children love this event. It's all free. There's no charge to the public to come and have a look at us and look at the equipment. But we do, apart from it being a nice occasion to show the public that we are part of the emergency services and we all work together, as a charity we do a little bit of fundraising there. And this year we're collecting 2p coins. We want to make up 1 mile of 2p coins as a fundraiser. Now, it's about a mile, just over a mile, along the length of Stokes Bay, but we're cheating. Rather than get people to walk for a mile, we're going to make up a large square in the back of our boathouse, about 5 metres by 5 metres, and if we fill that with 62,000 2p coins, we'll make up the equivalent of 1 mile long, and that'll raise £1,200 for us. So we're looking to raise some funds for the service that day. It costs about £40,000 a year to run Gaffers, for our running costs, fuel, for the boats, power for the boathouse, consumables, spare parts and so on. And then on top of that, of course, we raise funds to buy new lifeboats, which we do every few years, replace our boats.
You have a plan, I think, to replace one of your boats at the moment, don't you?
We have a brand new boat which is just coming into service now, the Jim and Molly Newton, replacing our old frontline boat which has served us very well for 21 years. Our smaller boat now is about to be replaced, and that's in the planning process, and we should have a smaller secondary boat coming into service later this year.
Keith, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, you're welcome. Today.